Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Zvachim Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. At the very top of the Amud, about to take a look at an interpretation of the dialogue between Moshe and Aharon on the day that Nadav and Abihu died, which of course is the basis of much of our understanding of the role of Anonein in Ri Kodashim. The text says, Kichen Suveti, Kashert Siveti, and Kashert Siva Adonai. Why does it say it three times in the context of Moshe's dialogue? Kichen Suveti, meaning, Ba'aninut Yochluha, that the Korban should be eaten even though they are Onanim. Kashert Siveti, just like I commanded, Bishat Masa Marlahen, Kashert Marlahen. Meaning, as I commanded you, is a reference to the first command. When came time, he said, Kashert Siveti. And then, Kashert Siva Hashem, why did he say that? Lo me'elai ani omer, it's not my own statement, Moshe says, Hashem commanded it. So that gives the backing. That's statement number one, which means that they were supposed to eat it ba'aninut. They didn't eat it, Moshe got upset, and that's where this confrontation happens. Urmini, here's the challenge. Mimnei aninut nistrafai, was burned because they were onanim. That's why it was not eaten. L'chach ne'emar ka'ele. That's why Aaron says, Vatikrena oti ka'ele. If such a thing would happen, would I eat it? Now, that's the challenge. Amar Shmuel lokasha. He has the first answer. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbi Nechemya. Tanimne aninut srafuha l'chach ne'emar ka'ele diveru Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya says, it was burned because of aninut. That's why it says ka'ele. That's the second brayta. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon omrim imne tum anisrafa. It wasn't burned because of aninut. And we'll see the argument. It was burned because at some point it became tameh. All three korbanot, we'll see what three they are, that were brought that day should have been burned instead of two being eaten and one burned. Davar Acher, he had a different argument, which is meaning if the issue was aninut, then they could have eaten it that night, as the sugya that we just went through about an aninut laila. And not burn it. There was another Kohen there, Pinchas, who was not a direct relative enough to be an Avel and wasn't a Nonei, and he could have eaten it. So you have three different arguments for why it could not have been an issue of Aninut. If it was Aninut, then all three Korbanot should have been in the same bag. And if it was Aninut, they could have waited till night to eat it. And if it was Aninut, another Kohen who was not a Nonei could have eaten it. So that's the presentation. That's Shmuel's, that's the Breita, and that's why Rabbi Shmuel says that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the first Breita. Now, Rav Amar, Idi Rabbi Nechemya, both Breita to Rabbi Nechemya, Falokasha, Kan Mekodshe Sha'a, Kan Mekodshe Dorot. The special Korban that was brought that day for the Miluim, which is one that was eaten, that's an issue of Tumah. That would not eaten because of Tumah. But Kodshe Dorot, which is the Seir Rosh Chodesh, the one they did not eat, as we'll see in a minute, that really had a din of aninut. Rabbi Nechemya, Eichem Etaritz Lahanikrai. So now we're going to see, Rabbanon Eichem Etaritz Lahanikrai. How does each one of these authorities read through the Parsha and understand the disagreement that's going on? Rabbi Nechemya Matur Tzalachi. Here's how he reads it. Madua lo achaltem amalo Moshe li Aharon shemen ichnas tamay lifnai v'lifnim. Moshe says, why didn't you eat it? So his first question is, was it brought inside? Amar lo hein lehuva ata kodesh et amala kodesh pima. So Aaron says, no, it wasn't brought in. Meaning, if the dam had been brought into the kodesh, you couldn't eat it. Shema chutz l'mechitzata yatza. Maybe it went out of the azara. Amar lo bakodesh aita. Meaning, it didn't go into the kodesh and didn't go out of the kodesh. It was in the kodesh. Meaning, it was in the proper place. V'dilma ba'aninuta krivte uvsaltua. Maybe you brought it ba'aninut and you invalidated it. Amar lo Moshe v'chi hemi krivu? My sons didn't bring it, who are regular kohanim and onanim. Ani kravdi, I'm a kohen gadol, and if I bring a korban ba'aninut, it's not pasul, I'm supposed to. V'amar lo hein lo huva atamav, and v'kodesh ayta, so Moshe that turns around and says, you didn't bring it inside. You didn't take it out. Achol tochlu ata kashet siveti. Ba'aninut tochlu, so eat it, you're onanim, so eat it. If such a thing would happen and I ate a chatat, would that be good? So in Hashem's eyes? Meaning, what does that mean? Maybe you're ruling, Moshe, that you heard that you eat it paninut is only referring to those special korashim that are brought on that day as a horat sha'ah. Diba Kodesh Dorot, because if you're talking about regular Kodashim, Kal Vachomer Maser Akal, if their Maser Sheni can't be eaten if you're onin, how could you possibly eat Kodashim, which are more severe? Baninut. And here's the proof. Ma Maser Akal Amar Amra Torah, what did the Torah say about it? Vachalti V'onim Imenu. Part of the Vidui Masrot is to say, I did not eat this as an onin. Bekodeshe Dorot, lo Koshekein? Certainly, Bekodeshe Dorot, you can't eat a Baninut. What happened? Miad, Vayishma Moshe, Vayitav Ben Av. Moshe heard, and he felt he was agreeable to it. Meaning, Hodav, Velobosh, Moshe, Lomar, Lo Shamati. Moshe was not ashamed to say, you're right, I didn't hear it, I didn't know it, and indeed, you're right. Ella, Amar, Shamati, Veshachachti. Meaning, Moshe wasn't embarrassed and covered up by saying, I didn't know that. Rather, he admitted, he said, Shamati, Veshachachti, I heard that halacha, and I forgot it. That's great praise for Moshe and Moshe's humility. Okay, that's how Nehemiah reads the entire process. And he says, indeed, that the Kodshei Dorot could not be eaten, and that's the Seir Rosh Chodesh, could not be eaten by Aninut, and it was burned up because of Aninut. That's from Nehemiah. Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Hechem et Hartzilu. How did they explain the Psukim? Hachem et Hartzilu. It starts the same way. Madu alachot al chatat mkoma kodesh, chasdabai lefram lefim, amar lohen leuvat amal akodesh pima. Shemachot al chatatah yotza, amar lohen bakodesh eta. Vidol aninut akriv te ufsaltua. Same thing as the bina. Amar lo Moshe, hini krivua, the paslabu aninut. Did my sons bring it? They would pasl it. Ani kravtia, I brought it. Now here's where their version changes. Vidilma agav miraraychu peshatu ba ve'itamu. Maybe you were so upset about the death of Nadav and Avihu that you neglected and it became tamei. Mother Moshe, kachani benachash nevazek kodesh shemayim. Moshe, my brother, you think that's who I am? That's how you think of me? That I'm not careful and I allow kodesh shemayim to become tamei? Vatikrena oti ka'ela, meaning afilu eila v'ka'ela, meaning even if more deaths would like this happen like this, and nevazek kodesh shemayim, I'd still be careful about kodesh shemayim and I wouldn't allow them to be neglected and to fall into tuma. Amarlo, so then Moshe said, so if you say, and again, just like we had before in Rabbi Nechemin's version, if the dam didn't go in, and the dam didn't go out, so you should eat it paninut. Amarlo, shemalo shamata ela belaila. Meaning, Aaron said to Moshe, maybe what you heard that you could eat paninut was only at night. Again, how could you eat kodshim during the day if you're an onain? After all, maaser is not as severe. And the same thing. Miad vayishma Moshe vaitav beinav lo bosh Moshe lomar lo shamati. Moshe was not ashamed to say and covered up by saying, I didn't hear. Ala shamati v'shachachti. Good. So now here comes the issue with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. According to them, ibayr lo l'shriya mechla ba'orta. So then, according to them, Aaron should have waited and eaten it at night. Why burn it? The answer is tumba ba'ones ba'ata, that in the meantime, ba'ones, not because of neglect, but something that moves matameya. So now, bishtama l'rabbanan, according to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, hainu dichtiv hayom, that's why it says, hain hayom, ikrivu, v'chati chatat hayom, because hayom, you can't, but at night you could. Rechem yamai hayom, what did it say hayom? Chovat hayom, it doesn't mean to eat it during the day, but a chovah of the day, meaning koche sha'at. In the first hayom is, did they bring it? I brought it. Elu rabbanan my hein hayom, because either way it's an issue about a newt. Hagamar hein ikrivu ani kravti, I brought it. Okay, that's the analysis. Now let's go back and look at the possible answers that we had in Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon's take. Hayul shloshtan shisufu. All three of these korbanot should have been burned if it was ani newt. And it must have been Tumah. My Shloshtan, what are the three? The Tanya, Veitzira Chatat, Darosh Darash Moshe. The very famous Pasuk, Darosh Darash. Seir, the word Seir is Seir Nachshon. That's referring to Seir Nachshon because it took place on the first day of Nisan when the first of the Nisim brought his Korbanot and the Seir Chatat brought by Nachshon is called Seir Nachshon. Chatat, Zu Chatat Shmini. That's the special Chatat of the eighth day of Miluim. This, by the way, this bright is taking the position, against Rabbi Kiva, that the Miluim started on the 23rd of Adar and ended on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, as opposed to starting on the first day of Nisan, and this is the eighth day of Nisan. Take a look at the Ibn Ezra on Bayom HaShmini. This Machloket Tanaim, really. But we're taking the other position that the eighth day of Miluim is the first day of Nisan. Zu Chatat Shmini. It's the Chatat of the Yom HaShmini of the special inauguration. Darash, what does Darash mean? Seir Shal Rosh Chodesh. It's also Rosh Chodesh. So it's three Seirim that are brought that day, three Chataot brought that day. Yachol Shloshtan Nisr, for I might think all three were burnt. Tamad Lomar, Vehine Sorath. Moshe sought out and found out that it had been burned in the singular. Echad Nisra Felo Shloshtan, only one was burned. Now, what's the Darosh Darash? What's that? Shtei Dushot Lama. He asked the two questions. Why was this burned and these not? Meaning these are not being eaten, they're sitting there. I don't know which one was burnt and which two were left. When Moshe says to Aaron, this one was given to you to bear the sin of the people, it can only be Seir Shal Rosh Chodesh because the other two were special for the day and really weren't about sin at all. Now, Shaper Kamrulei. So now, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, they've got a good argument. How does Rabbi Nachman defend himself? How come he says that all three weren't burnt? Those special Kodashim that were only for that day, Aninut does not get in the way. It's only Kodshei Dorot. And in this case, the only one of the three is Sirosh Chodesh. That was the only one burnt. So now the other point was what Yudav Shimon says, if it was Aninut, they should have eaten at night. Shaper Kam Relay, they said, good. It must be that Rabbi Nachman holds Aninut Laila is Doraita, therefore you don't get anything by waiting, and it has to be eaten by midnight anyways. Their other argument, which is the Pinchas was there, he could have eaten it. Shaper Kam Relay, that's also a good argument. Savala Karab Elazar, the answer is that Rabbi Nechemia holds like Rabbi Elazar, who maintains the following. He says that Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, when Kahin Pinchas had Shar Gola Zimri, Pinchas was not a Kohen. He wasn't a Kohen until the 40th year when he killed Zimri, which means at this point he's just a member of the family. Tichtiv, Aita Lo Zaro Achar, Brit Kunat Olam. What does Hashem say after he kills Zimri? I'm going to give him a Brit Kunat, which means he's not a Kohen until now. Rashi Amarj Sam Shalom Ben Ashvatim. Rashi says Pinchas was not even a Kohen until the time of Yoshua, after Yoshua's wars, when Pinchas brought around that reconciliation between the Shvatim of the East Bank and the West Bank and the whole story of the Mizbeach in Yoshua Chafetz. Shemar Yishma Pinchas HaKohen Unasiyadav Rashal Fe Yisrael. It's the first time he's called Pinchas HaKohen. He says that must be where he became a Kohen. Now, let's play this out. Idach Nami Vaktiv Aitala Ozar Ocharav. But Ravashi has to deal with the fact that in Bamidbar Hashem gives him a Brit Kuna. Answer is Kitiva Hu Bebrachu Dichtiv. That's just saying that he's giving him a bracha, but not making him a Kohen. How does Rabbi Chanina accommodate the pasuk in Yehoshua? The answer is very easy. That's just to identify him as a Kohen, but not to say that this is when he became a Kohen. He became a Kohen a while earlier when he killed Zimri in Moshe's time. Amarav, Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol v'cholek b'kodesh shemayim haya. It's a beautiful piece. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was a Kohen Gadol, and he got to eat kodesh shemayim along with all the other Kohanim. Shenemar, mi'elo miluim l'moshe ha'yalo manayin. Parshat Shmini, it says that Moshe had a part of the elo miluim, he got a portion. But in the Brita, Rabbi Yehuda Shimon said that Moshe said, after all, he said Pinchas was with them, so Pinchas could have eaten it. So obviously it wasn't an issue of Aninut, it was an issue of Tumah. Why did they say Pinchas? Why did they say Moshe was there? He could have eaten it. He's not a Nonain. The answer is Dilmashani Moshe, the tried Bishchina. Moshe was always busy with the Shechina. You couldn't rely on him to eat the Korbanot. Moshe, Behashkama Alav, Hashkama Yarad, and Har Sinai, he got up early in the morning, went up to Har Sinai, he came back down early in the morning. He's totally taken with the Shechina. He can't be somebody that you're going to sign Korbanot to. Meitave, watch this challenge. Lechem Elohav Mikotche HaKodeshim HaKodeshim Yochel. This is talking about a Baal Mum. Now, Im Nemru Kodeshim HaKodeshim, Lama Nemru Kodeshim Kalim, Nemru Kodeshim Kalim, Nemru Kodeshim HaKodeshim. Why do you have to tell me that the Baal Mum can eat Kodeshim HaKodeshim and Kodeshim Kalim? The answer is Ilu lo ne'amar b'kodshim kalim. If it only said kodshe kodshim, I'd say kodshe kodshim would ochel. Why? Shari hutru lezar v'lahen. Because a zar can eat them, so therefore a balmum can eat them. Kodshim kalim lo yochal. I wouldn't know that he could eat kodshim kalim. And now flip it. Vilo ne'amar kodshe kodshim, I'd say kodshim kalim yochel. Shen kalim, kodshim kalim are not as severe. You can even all in the whole machane. Kodshe kodshim lo yochel. Hachnemar kodshe kodshim, hachnemar kodshim kalim. That's why you need both. But the point of it is, k'tani miha, shaytru lazar v'lahen. The kodshe kodshim were allowed to a zar. Lav Moshe, isn't that talking about Moshe? right? That Moshe was allowed to eat it, but they call him a czar, so he's not a kohen. No, Avshay should love a bama lazar. It means that a bama, a non-kohen, can eat it. That's not talking about Moshe. We're not calling Moshe a czar. Divrei ha'omer, yesh mincha b'bama. We had this machloket much earlier, whether yesh mincha v'ofot b'bama or not. If you say yesh mincha, remember mincha is kodshei kodashim. Okay. Meitave Miriam mihiskira. Because remember, Abama is only Ola and Shlamim, and Ola is not eaten, and Shlamim are Kodashim Kalim. But Mincha, that's Kodashim Kodashim that are eaten. If you say that a Mincha was brought at Abama, then you have Kodashim Kodashim that are eaten. And who are they eaten by? The Tsar? Meitave Miriam Miskira, who declared Miriam to be a Metzorat? Im Toma Moshe Iskira, Moshe Zaru. Moshe is not a Kohen, he can't do that. Ve'ein Zaro Etanagayim. V'im tomar Aaron iskira, Aaron can't do it. Aaron karovu, which we'd say about Moshe too. He's a relative. He can't do it. V'ein karovu atanagayim. A relative can't do it. He's got to be a non-relative, or at least not a direct relative, in order to be able to declare negayim. Ela kavod gadol chalak la kodesh baruch hu Miriam. He gave her great respect. Otasha'a ani kohen v'ani maskira. Kodesh baruch hu said, I'll be the kohen. I will declare her to be quarantined. Ani cholta, she is declared full mitzorat, va'ani potra, and I'll be the one to say she's finished. So, but the point of it is, k'tanimiyat Moshe zar, ve'en zarat ha'negayim. How was Moshe disqualified in this story? He's a zar, he's not a kohen. So, Nachman Yitzchak, shari marot negayim, da'aron uvanav k'tuvin b'parsha. In the context of marot negayim, it doesn't say kohen, it says aron uvanav. There, it's a family thing, and even if Moshe is a kohen, he's not in. Meitave, watch this. Chamesh smachot ta'ita Elisheva yitera abonot Yisrael. Elisheva, Aaron's wife, Nachshon's sister, had five pluses over everybody else. Yivama melech, her brother-in-law is the melech, that's Moshe. Isha kohen gadol, that's Aaron. Benas gan, that's Nadav, and the later Elazar. Ben benam ashoch v'chama, that's Pinchas. V'achi anasi shevet. And her brother is the nasi, Nachshon. Nonetheless, here she is mourning for her two sons, Nadav and Avihu. Now, Ktani Miat, the point that we cared about here is Yivama Melech. We call Moshe a Melech. Melech in Kohen Gadol, we don't call him a Kohen Gadol. The answer is Ema Af Melech. Meaning, he's not only a Kohen Gadol, he's a Melech, and her brother is, and her husband is a Kohen Gadol, etc. Ketanoi. It's this whole issue follows Machloka Tanaim. Vayichar Af Adonai B'Moshe. This is at the end of the whole stand. Moshe Hashem got angry at him. Rabbi Shimon Bar Chochmah, Kol Charon Af Shebetorah Nemar Baroshem. Every other time that God gets angry, and you have Charon Af, there's some sort of an impact, a real consequence to it. V'zelo Nemar Baroshem, except for this one, God gets angry, but there's no impact. Shimon Yechayomer Af Zenemar Baroshem. He said, disagrees. Says there is a Roshem. What's that? Shenemar Ronachicha Levi. He says, Aaron, your brother, the Levi, is coming to see you. I v'alo Kohenu. Why is it Levi? Is a Kohen? God says, originally I wanted you to be the Kohen and he to be the Levi. I'm switching it. He's a Levi and now he's going to be the Kohen. Meaning that you lost your Kuhuna. So according to that, Moshe really was a Kohen and lost it. According to Yoshua, Rishon ben Korach, he never was. Chacham have a whole different take, and they say Moshe was only a Kohen for those 7 days. Another version of it is that Moshe, his whole life was a Kohen, but his kids weren't. Shema Moshe, Yish Elohim, Banavi Karo, Shevet HaLevi. And actually, that pasuk really points to it. It says, Moshe himself was an Yish Elohim, but his kids were called Shevet Levi. V'yomer Moshe v'yaron b'chuanav, v'shmo v'kor yishmo. In Tehillim, we say, and there's also pasuk in Yirmiyahu, comparing Moshe to Shmuel, Moshe v'yaron are among his Kohanim, which means Moshe is a Kohen. My v'yomer, why do we need that second pasuk? V'chitem l'dorotu d'chtiv. Maybe the pasuk Moshe Yishalim Banavi Kuro Shevet Alivi is talking about for generations. So therefore, v'yomer Moshe v'chonav. Moshe himself was a Kohen. Now, parenthetically, so you see it's a machloket tanaim whether or not Moshe really was a Kohen who lost it or not. V'chocha v'nav Shabbat Torah Nemar V'roshem. Is it true that there's always a consequence? V'aktiv, I'd say, Me'im Paro B'chariyaf. Moshe, after the warning about Machat B'chorot, left Paro B'chariyaf. V'lo Amar Le'v'lo Midi. And he didn't say anything. There was no consequence to it. There was just anger without a consequence. Amar Leolam, Amar Rish Lakish, Starovi Atzai, he says, no, actually he slapped him. Rish Lakish, Aki, since when could Rish Lakish say that Moshe ever behaved that way to Paro? V'aktiv, and it's up to the Kotal Asfata Yor, this is at the beginning of the Makot, you stand facing Paro at the Yor. Rish Lakish, Melachu, V'Isberlo, Asberlo Panim, Hashem said he's a king, you gotta return him with respect. Rabbi Yochanan said the opposite. He's a Rasha, go stand in his face and get in his face. So the answer is, Epoch, switch the positions. Rish Lakish is the one who said, get in his face. You should always be afraid of a king. Always been reverenced. When Moshe wants to tell Paro, you're going to come down and tell me to leave Mitzrayim, he says, your servants will come down. He doesn't say, you will. After the scene at Har Carmel, when Eliyahu kills all of the Nevi'ei Habal, he then runs like a servant in front of Ahab's chariot, just as the rains, after all the years of famine, of drought, just as the rains begin to fall. Amar Ula, Bikesh Moshe Machut v'lo natnu lo. Moshe wanted to be a melech, they didn't give it to him. Dichtiv, Al tikrav halom. What does Hashem say to him at the snat? Don't come close. What's halom? Ain't halom ela malchut. Halom is a reference to malchut. Shnemar, what does David say when Hashem says you can't build the Beit HaMikdash? David comes with a beautiful prayer and he says, Mi anochi Adonai Elohim ki aviyotani ad halom. Who am I that you've brought me all the way to halom, to here? But the notion is to be a king. Meitiv Rava Rishmal Omer Yivama Melech. Remember what we said, that Elisheva had these five pluses, that her brother-in-law was a melech. So Amar Rava lo zaroke amar. That means that Moshe wanted to be a king and have his kids be king, meaning the head of a dynasty. Her brother-in-law, meaning Moshe himself, was a king, but not the king, the head of a dynasty. By the way, when it says halom, does that mean to be a king with a dynasty? When they were looking for Shaul at the second coronation at Mitzpah, and they couldn't find him, they said to God, is there another halom ish? Meaning that, who in Zarolo? That only, and only Shaul was, his kids weren't. So how could you say that halom is a reference to dynasty, and that's what Moshe was kept from? The answer is, Ibaite Mahave Ishboshet. Eshbal, Shaul's son, did rule for a couple of years. So this is a little bit of a dynasty. Ibaite Ma, that was 2 years under Avner. Ibaite Ma, Shani Shaul, Dafilu Begavelo Kaim. Shaul not only didn't have a dynasty, he himself lost it while he was alive. When a person is given a decree from heaven that he should be great, it's for his generations. If Shaul's children, if Yonatan specifically, did not become king, it means Shaul himself also lost it in his life, which of course is shot in what happened in Perek Tetvav, the aftermath of Mechamet Amalek. Shenamar lo yigram mitzadik einav et malachim lekisei. But if he becomes haughty as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him down, Shenemar v'im asurim bazikim, yilkedun b'chavle avoni, that if they are tied up in chains, they are caught up in the sins, b'chavle oni, but the point is that that pasuk follows the previous pasuk and says, here's somebody who has greatness, and then they're caught up b'chavle oni with the ropes of poverty. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and the next podcast we'll take a relatively short one. We'll finish up our analysis of this Mishnah and look at the issue of Ba'alei Mum. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.